Maldestein, history. In 1736, Prestholm resident and farmer Per Andersson, born in Sorbin, discovered the iron ore fields in Jalavari. In 1730s, Carl Johan Tingvall made the first claim in Malmberget. Jonas Maldekrutz and Abraham Steinholtz and Carl Johan Tingvall formed the company, and in the 1940s, Maldestein Verk began to be built. The mill was named Maldestein after two of the first owners, Maldekrutz and Steinholtz. Thanks to the discovery of iron ore, the iron handling was added as an industry during the 18th century when Maldestein's mill started operations. A decision was made to build a blast furnace on the coast about 6 kilometres from Ronio. The blast furnace site and also the harbour was named Strömsund. A bar ironworks was established near Ordbin. The facilities were completed a few years into the 1740s. The local farmers did not want to engage in chores that belonged to the iron handling, so it was stipulated in 1947 that the common people would pay their tax in coal and firewood to the mill in exchange for the mill owner paying the same outlays in money to the state. The provision applied to people who lived within a 40-kilometre radius of the mill, that being Burle, Prestholm, Ordbin and Nimaholm. Maldestein's mill employed many people but was closed down for good in 1892. A few years later, a manufacturing plant was set up with a trip hammer at the plant. There were horseshoes, ploughshares, shovels, axes, anchors, chains, and other things made to order. Production during the 18th century was relatively small. For many years, the blast furnace in Strömsund stood completely still. Contributing to this were transport problems of the iron ore from Jalavari, technical difficulties in iron production, and crises in the economic market. However, the mill business was nevertheless expanded. For example, at Maldestein, a fine blade saw with 4 frames was built, which was given exclusive rights to all the timber in the Kalix, Rone and Luleå parishes. Also at the time, and at the mill, a rifle factory and a workshop for fine and polished iron forging was also built. In 1786, the mill was bought by Jean Bédoire, who in 1799 sold it to the nobleman and councillor Samuel Gustave Hermelin, who was driven into personal bankruptcy due to the poor profitability. The business was taken over by Carl Johan XIV, who ran the mill for many years until the 1860s, when it was taken over by a limited company from Jalavari. At that time, production was high, but around 1892, the business was closed down and Maldestein was used for agriculture and a manor. For a short time, there was a water turbine that operated as a power plant. There has also been a sawmill there. At Maldestein's mill, there were several different buildings that were connected to the mill, such as the housing for the workers, coal houses, outbuildings and warehouses. The mansion was built around the turn of the 1800s. It replaced the one-story building that during the 18th century formed Maldestein's manor. At Maldestein, a bar ironworks was built with 2 bar iron hammers and 4 hearths. After a while, Maldekrutz bought out his partners, but quickly realised that the business was not easy to run. There were major problems with labour and transport of iron ore from Jalavari. Maldekrutz asked the king to cultivate the desolate area between Luleå River and the Kalix River. The state approved and the Maldestein cultivation district then became 200 kilometres long and about 120 kilometres wide, commonly called the Principality of Maldestein, larger than many kingdoms in Europe at the time. Settlers were offered farmland and houses to live in if in return they performed work for Maldestein's mill. Settlers flocked to the area and Meldekreutz was given an important role in the cultivation of Norrbotten. In total, no less than 67 dwellings were built. Meldekreutz was an ambitious businessman who left his mark on Meldestein. He built a sawmill and a rifle factory in Meldestein, a manufacturing forge in Nemesel, a mill in Prestholm, and in Stromsund, a shipyard and a brickyard were built. And together with farmers from Ronio, a blast plant was also built at Harsafossen. In 1751, Meldekreutz became a professor of mathematics in Uppsala, and from 1739, he was a member of the Academy of Sciences. In addition to his intellectual involvement, he continued to drive Meldestein until his death in 1785. The Meldekreutz Empire was bought by the nobleman Jean Bedois, who renovated and ran the mill until 1799, when the well-known nobleman in Norrbotten, Samuel Gustav Hermelin, bought the entire industrial complex. Like Meldekreutz, Hermelin had great visions of being able to develop and cultivate Norrbotten for the benefit of all of Sweden. Hermelin had major problems with Meldestein's mill and his other mills, and finances also, due to the war, crop failure, fires, shipwrecks. At the time, as a mill owner, his time as a mill owner ended in bankruptcy in 1812. After a few years of unclear ownership, Sweden's new king, Karl Johan Bernadotte, took over the Meldestein mill in 1825. The Bernadotte family owned Meldestein, several other mills, and extensive land in Norrbotten until 1855. Then the Gällivare Company Limited was formed, which had varying Swedish and English owners. The mill era lasted until 1892, and after that, Meldestein's Hagård was run as a manor, a school home and a leisure centre by the Swedish Missionary Association. Meldestein Manor was bought in 1995 by the Tingvall family, who have carried out extensive renovation and refurbishment of the old manor house. In its beautiful surroundings, there are beautiful walking areas, which with memories of Meldestein's mill history.